Welcome to Liminal Church of Ventura. Stoked you're here. I think most of you know, but we have a particular rhythm here at Liminal. And the last Sunday of the month, we do a contemplative service. So hopefully a lot less of someone standing up here talking at you, and a lot more of us just sitting and being and practicing presence. But we'll get to that in a sec. Today I'm going to, I think I'm introducing centering prayer to our community, but I'm pretty sure that some of you already have maybe a centering prayer practice, or you've participated, and I don't know. Have we done centering prayer here before? Maybe collectively? So maybe it's an intro for some of you. And the reason I bring this up today is has to do with personal reasons. And in my training right now to become a spiritual director, we have been consuming a lot of the Christian mystics in our family and in our tradition, and I have been spending a delightful time with St. Catherine and Teresa of Avila, and today in particular, this comes to us from Father Thomas Keating. And the part that I say is personal that I just want to share with you guys, because as I meet even with my own clients, I hear that some people are feeling similarly, and it's this. It seems like it's easier for me to spend time quietly with the divine and having union there than it is interacting with you guys, with interacting with humans. And I just confess that as part of my own anxiety and my own just issues about how the world is today, just about everything going on. But I've had a handful of people just asking me, like, how do you navigate all of this crap? And it seems like my answer is becoming louder and louder in my mind and in my heart, that I have to go down and in, that I have to get grounded and rooted before I can navigate any of that chaos, the narrative that's spinning around us. And so today is about going down and in and spending time in silence. And I've got some quotes from Thomas Keating for us along the way. But I'm going to introduce centering prayer. So if we can get that first slide up, please. And I told Jared earlier that I finally felt comfortable reading from my phone up here. It's kind of counterintuitive as a teacher, but I'm not going to read my phone. I'm going to read that. So this is a quote from Thomas Keating. The root of prayer is interior silence. We may think of prayer as thoughts or feelings expressed in words, but this is only one expression. Deep prayer is the laying aside of thoughts. It's the opening of mind and heart, body and feeling, our whole being, to God, the ultimate mystery, beyond words, thought, emotions. We do not resist them or suppress them. We accept them as they are and go beyond them, not by effort, but by letting them all go by. We open our awareness to the ultimate mystery, whom we know by faith is within us. Closer than breathing, closer than thinking, closer than choosing, closer than consciousness itself. The ultimate mystery is the ground in which our being is rooted, the source from whom our life emerges at every moment. I'm going to read that again to you. I'll probably read it again later too. We open our awareness to the ultimate mystery, whom we know by faith is within us. Closer than breathing, closer than thinking, closer than choosing, closer than consciousness itself. The ultimate mystery is the ground in which our being is rooted, the source from whom our life emerges at every moment. This stirs up a lot of emotion in me because I used to be the one who would stand up front, whether it was the classroom up here, and had the answers for you. When you had the right Christian question, I had the right answer. And I'm finding that in stillness and in no words is the deepest answer you could ever get in that union. If you can go to the next slide, please. So according to Keating, the root of prayer is interior silence. The root of prayer is interior silence. I have to imagine that for some of you, when you, whatever your routine is to pray throughout the day or maybe in the evening, you've got a running list and you've got a narrative and you've got all this chatter, all this interior chatter before you lay these, I don't know, requests, whatever they are, hopes, desires in front of the divine. And yet it's silence. It's silence where we get fed. Particularly in centering prayer, we'll get into a little bit of the nuts and bolts for you here, for those of you that haven't done this before. In centering prayer, silence itself is how we consent to God's presence. And if you can go to that next slide really quick, Jared, I have a little asterisk there, right? So, if you've done mindfulness or you have a mindfulness exercise or practice that you do, I do that as well daily. The idea in mindfulness is that we move our attention from maybe whatever's going on in our mind to our breath, and that becomes an anchor. It kind of just gets us in the present moment, and we keep returning to the breath. Centering prayer is kind of a Christian version of that, if you will. And instead of just focusing on the breath to come back to the present moment, in centering prayer, we each choose our own sacred word. And the word that we use could be anything. I'll give some examples in a second, but when you notice in your quiet, in your stillness, that your mind is going to what you're going to do later or what you should have done earlier, which is normal, have compassion on yourself. That's what the brain does. But when you notice that your mind has gone away, or maybe you're feeling the emotion that comes with those narratives and those stories, and you can get swept up in the emotion or the feeling, this is when we internally, quietly to ourselves, we say our sacred word. And the sacred word, for many people, it could be something as close and popular in Christianity as Jesus, God, Spirit. I will tell you that I use the word Ruach. I love that spirit and breath are the same thing in Hebrew, so that's usually my sacred word. But our goal isn't to focus on the sacred word. The sacred word, this is really the important part, the sacred word is consent. That sacred word is a consenting word to God for God's presence. Because silence is our consenting to God's presence. For those of you that know me, I'm not a silent person usually. I put out a lot of noise and talk and words and thoughts and ideas and dreams. But silence is condoning to God's presence, consents to God's presence. So whatever sacred word you choose, you grab it to bring you back into presence. I think I kind of said it all there, right? Yeah. So silence is, we're good, thanks dude, you rock. So silence is how we consent to God's presence. Before we just like pass by that and get into it, just think of that for a second. Silence is consenting to God's presence. No wonder it says, be still and know that I'm God, right? And it's not just be physically still, it's our mind, it's the mental chatter, it's the emotional chatter of our heart. So we're gonna do, I think most of you know this, we're gonna do a little chant. Be still and know that I'm God. From there, I'll go into one more quote from Keating, and we'll go into practicing centering prayer, which again, collectively, our silence is consenting to the presence of God. And one more thing before I forget, sorry. Today's Communion Sunday. All are welcome here at Liminal. I believe it's gluten-free. We got non-alcoholic juice for you. And today communion is going to be a little bit different. And so the goal in centering prayer, again, that condoning to God's or consenting to God's presence, ultimately it's about union. It's about unity with the divine. So it all leads us to the table, which I think is one of the most beautiful acts and symbols of unity with the divine, that all have a role, all can participate. So as you feel led today, during silence, as you feel led, if you want to come up and grab communion, by all means, go for it. I will do my darndest to give you a last call reminder towards the end of the service for communion. So with that, if you guys could get set up straight, as straight as possible without it hurting any of you, don't want to put tension on you. Ideally, you'd have your feet grounded on the floor. And we're first going to just do this chant. So feel free to chant along with me or just sit in it. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Still. silence is consenting to God's presence. Before I do another round of the chant, if you haven't already come up with a sacred word, even just for today, for centering prayer, now would be a good time to pick one. And your sacred word, as a reminder, is a word that's a symbol of your consent to God's presence in silence. And as we move into silence, in your mind or your emotions take you out of the moment, just quietly say your sacred word to yourself as a way to come back, as a way to consent to the presence of God. Invites you to wander, just say that sacred word to yourself and come back to silence. Prayer is interior silence. We may think of prayer as thoughts or feelings expressed in words, but this is only one expression. Deep prayer is the laying aside of thoughts. It is the opening of mind and heart, body and feelings, our whole being, to God, to the ultimate mystery beyond words, thoughts, and emotions. We do not resist them or suppress them. We accept them as they are, but we go beyond them, not by effort, but by letting them all go by. We open our awareness to the ultimate mystery, whom we know by faith is within us, closer than breathing, closer than your thoughts, closer than choosing, closer than consciousness itself. The ultimate mystery is the ground in which our being is rooted, the source from whom our life emerges at every moment. Let go of every kind of thought you can during centering prayer, even the most devout or pure thoughts. And just return ever so gently to your sacred word. The sacred word is not the object of our attention, but rather the expression of the intention of the will to consent to God's presence. Practice is to let go of any thought or feeling. Our priority is to be as silent as possible, remembering that the essence of centering prayer is consenting to God's presence and God's action within us. want to acknowledge that for some of you, I'm sure this is super uncomfortable. You can probably feel it in your body, and your mind's asking you what you're doing. What we're doing is sitting in silence as a way to consent to God's presence. So maybe in your uncomfortableness, just repeat your sacred word as consent. As our practice of silence develops, it becomes a deepening self-surrender. In silence, we have a deepening self-surrender. Surrender is our total gift of self to God. It's a movement from union to unity. In silence, there's a deep surrender. Self-surrendering is a total gift of ourself to God. A movement from union to unity. silence is consenting to God's presence. Last quote from Keating. As our practice of silence develops, it becomes a deepening self-surrender. Surrender is our total gift of self to God, a movement from union to unity. As a symbol of that unity, just a reminder that the table is open to all. I'm going to lead us in one more chant. We're just going to sit in silence, practicing your sacred word, practicing intimacy and union with the divine. And feel free to come up as led. Thank you. Silence is the consenting to God's presence. Now, if you notice your mind wander, just come back to your sacred word. Just consent to God's presence and action within. Back to that opening little paragraph from Father Keating. Again, the table is still open for participation. The root of prayer is interior silence. We may think of prayer as thoughts or feelings expressed in words, but this is only one expression. Deep prayer is the laying aside of thoughts. It's the opening of mind and heart, body and feelings, our whole being to God, the ultimate mystery, beyond words, thoughts, emotions. We don't resist them or suppress them. We accept them as they are and go beyond them, not by effort, but by letting them all go by. We open our awareness to the ultimate mystery, whom we know by faith is within us, closer than your breath, closer than your thoughts, closer than your choosing. It's closer than consciousness itself. The ultimate mystery is the ground in which our being has rooted, the source from whom our life emerges at every moment. As you leave today and go about your week and your day, there's lots of opportunities to give in to the noise, to add to the noise, to participate with the noise. In centering prayer, we're reminded that in silence, we are consenting to the presence of God. Which means there might be some commentary about all that noise. You can discover that on your own. Again, the table is still open. You're more than welcome to exit. Please do so quietly. Please remain quiet out in the lobby until you've moved a little bit of space from the doors. For those that want to linger a little bit longer, want to sit, want to practice, we will continue to hold this space as a place where we all collectively consent to God's presence. Amen to you. May you be blessed. I hope that you will use this tool in your future. Feel free to linger. Sacred word, if you're still trying to remain focused. Remember, in centering prayer, we're just showing up and we're consenting to God's presence. We're not bringing our thoughts or our fancy words. Holy requests. Just learning to be still. For those of you still practicing centering prayer, just make a mental note of what receptivity feels like, what stillness feels like in your body. How do you experience stillness in your mind through this practice? for my few people left. I'll end with a quote from Rumi. Be like the tree, let the dead leaves fall.